Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome as we dig into the family drama of Donna Adelson. Yes, that Donna Adelson, right there. It's a story of the Boca Raton grandmother, doting mother, and allegedly co-architect of a murder-for-hire scheme. It kind of reads like a rejected Lifetime movie script, except it's very, very real and very, very deadly. So, what happens, what it means, and what's next for Donna Adelson? That's what we are breaking down today. This is going to be a very interesting trial when it finally comes to life. It's supposedly 5-6 weeks, but I think we've said 5-6 weeks. It's about last year at this time, and then it gets punted down about 5-6 months, and then we get to 5-6 weeks, and it's another kick. So I don't know.
That's what it feels like, isn't it? Just every time we get ready to do it. Oh, never mind. Yep. Just kidding.
Just kidding. We're going to see if we can make this last longer. But the evidence list was released. We're going to go through that on this episode and give you an idea of what Donna is up against. So what happened here in this last week, month, or so, as we lead up to the trial. So let's rewind, in case you're new to this, all the way back to 2014 for some context. Florida State University law professor Dan Markell, he was gunned down in broad daylight in his garage in Tallahassee. There was no robbery. There was no struggle. It was just 2 bullets to the head while he sat in his car. The engine, it was still running. Police suspected a hit from the beginning, but why? Why is somebody putting out a hit on Dan Markell, professor? The man had enemies, sure. I mean, everybody does, I guess, to an extent, but not a lot to that level. I mean, divorce court can do that, but murder? That takes a special kind of hatred, or as it turns out, a very tight-knit family with a very twisted sense of loyalty. Dan was the ex-husband of Wendy Adelson. Enter Donna Adelson. That's you know, her daughter. The divorce was messy, involving custody fights, relocation disputes, and a court order that kept Wendy and the kids stuck in Tallahassee, far away from her South Florida clan. According to prosecutors, that didn't sit very well with Mama Donna, who allegedly wanted her daughter and grandkids back so badly, she greenlit a murder plan with her son, Charlie, and his girlfriend, Catherine McBonna. Nothing like, you know, getting the girlfriend of a little while in on the murder plan. That's a big ask. You know, if you're dating someone for just a little bit and like, hey, yeah, you know, let's murder somebody. Well, that seems like a weird ask of a child's girlfriend.
It's one thing to say, you know, could you pick me up a gallon of milk at the store on your way home? It's another to, can you knock somebody off?
It's a big ask. It is. I mean, it really is. They allegedly hired two Miami street thugs, Sigfrido Garcia and Luis Riviera. Sounds like street thug, I guess. I don't know. To drive 450 miles, execute the hit, and collect their paycheck. And flash forward to years of investigations, a few plea deals, and a lot of wiretaps. The feds got creative. And in 2016, they staged an undercover sting. An agent approached Donna on the street with a note that vaguely threatened exposure unless someone took care of Katie McBonna. Donna panicked. And this is where the evidence starts to kind of come to light, if you will. Donna panicked, and her first call, it was Charlie.
Uh-oh.
Her son. The content of their recorded calls was pure mob movie material. Vague allusions, whispered panic, and a lot of don't talk on the phone energy. Charlie said he didn't care how much it would cost to fix things. Donna told him to bring cash to dinner. So they went to Arby's. No. Try the roast beef. I heard it's delicious.
It is. It's always delicious.
Then there's the infamous Dolce Vita recording, a dinner conversation between Charlie and McBonna days after the bump. Charlie drops gems like, I don't want someone paying visits to my parents. And McBonna coolly mentions if the cops had anything, they'd already be on a plane. That's not how innocent people talk, by the way. Donna, she wasn't even indicted until 9 years later. That's how long, I mean, by 9 years, you think you probably got away with it, don't you?
Well, yeah, you're not covering your tracks. You're not looking over your shoulder. You're not, you know, you can finally talk about things because nobody's onto you. None of this is going to happen.
Except
we're good.
No statute of limitations on murder. So in 2023, right after her son Charlie got convicted, why the delay? Well, probably because prosecutors were building a fortress of circumstantial evidence, call logs, financial records, incriminating texts, you name it. Her greatest hits included allegedly funding the hit with a cash envelope she hand-delivered to Charlie per McBonna, texting him, I'm outside, the day of the murder. And reacting to the FBI bump, not by calling the cops, but by coordinating damage control. McBonna testified that when she arrived at Charlie's home the night of the murder, he handed her a moldy envelope full of cash and said his parents had just dropped it off. It was allegedly the first installment of the hit payment, paid in old bills that had clearly been stashed and, per her testimony, washed in some kind of haphazard laundering effort.
So moldy was not a typo in your script here. No.
Donna literally put the money in a laundry.
That's not what money laundering is. You don't put Tide in there and go for it.
Does Donna look surprised by that? I think Donna looks surprised by that. You don't,
Donna, do better. That's not what money laundering is. It's not literal. Yeah. Is that what we're dealing with here? Is that what we're going to hear in court is just some crazy bullshit? Oh, God, there's not enough CBD for that. Can we get a sponsor?
We have sponsors.
I want a CBD sponsor because
we've had some over the years.
I need some more to put up with this shit. I'm I'm opening it, right? I can't. She money laundering and she put that shit in the washer? Uh-uh. No. No. I'm mm-mm. Nope. Nope. The hell is wrong with you, Donna?
Right now, what you're watching is Stacey Cole live in the wilderness reacting to Donna Adelson.
It's been a week, okay?
Yeah.
It's been a week, and I am melting the fuck down right now. I'm so sick of stupid people.
I'm glad Donna could bring that out in you.
Oh, my God.
Luis Riviera, the getaway driver and now state witness, backed it all up. He said he was told by Meg Bonna that the lady wanted the job done. He didn't name Donna, but Riviera testified that they were promised $100,000 and he got about $37,000 of it. Not a bad payday for two bullets and a road trip. You know, the going rate down at the Quick Trip. I don't know. What is that? What do people pay for hits? I have no idea. I mean, I guess this is very targeted at someone's. Is it based on the risk? Is it based? I would imagine.
Well, it's based probably on the target. How much money you've got.
Yeah, that's probably that too.
I've never put a hit on anybody, and believe me, I've had enough reason to do so, and I've never done it. So
how do you even?
That's why I'm chewing on CBD.
You go on like the dark internet, and then you buy it on the dark eBay. That's how that works.
I have no clue, and I've never looked. I really don't give a shit.
I think people
that are shitty, just let them go be shitty on their own.
Yeah. There's more. Cell phone records show a flurry of calls and texts between all the players right before and after the murder, including a call from Meg Bonna to Charlie and from Charlie to Donna. Investigators also found a noticeable spike in Meg Bonna's bank deposits after the murder, consistent with her being paid off. She also got a new Lexus because what's a hit without a post-homicide luxury upgrade? Oh, and we also mention the one-way ticket to Vietnam? Donna and her husband were arrested at Miami International Airport in July of 23, just as they were trying to board a flight to a country with no U.S. extradition treaty, because nothing says I'm innocent like a sudden attempt to flee to Southeast Asia with a suitcase and a dream. And the kicker? A jail phone call between Donna and Charlie recorded just after his conviction. Thinking the line was disconnected, Donna was heard talking about how they were going to flee to a non-extradition country and just hope they didn't get stopped at the airport, you know, like they were. So that's what happened. That's the Donna Adelson story. That's how we're here today, getting ready for her trial. So what all of this means is what we're going to jump into next. But before we do, in the comments section out there, let us know, like, what are your thoughts on this case as we're about to enter the trial of Donna Adelson? And will other people end up in the crosshairs? Is Donna just the next one or the latest one to fall here? Can there be more dominoes? It's going to be like the what's the Russian egg thing where you keep opening?
Oh, the nesting dolls.
The nesting, yeah. Like where you just keep opening and there's another. And it's like just keeps going. It's, I feel like the Adelsons are like. Oh, and obviously we got to say this is all, you know, it's all alleged. She's innocent until proven guilty. Now, to be clear, nobody is saying Donna Adelson pulled the trigger. That's not at all what they're saying. But wouldn't that have been a thing? Grandma with the gun? That would have been. Yeah, that would have been.
That would have been something.
That would have been a bigger story. But in conspiracy law, you don't have to fire the gun. You just have to help plan the party, bake the cake and then cut the check. Prosecutors say Donna wasn't just an angry grandma. She was the puppet master. I feel like this could be a fun marionette right here.
Right?
We should have a Donna Adelson marionette.
Perfect for Halloween.
That would be, oh my God. That would be the creepiest. I so want a Donna Adelson marionette.
Mm-hmm. You should make one.
I remember there used to be a clock. And I think this is like, I've only seen these at like Norwegian stores. So maybe somebody knows what I'm talking about. And it was and it kind of looked like Donna Adelson.
It
like
does. The, I know exactly what you're
speaking
of. And
the bonnet and you pulled it and it goes, and the tongue kept going in and out. It looked a lot like Adelson. It really, yeah.
You know exactly. Like the jaw was really pronounced on it.
Yeah, you just pulled the string and, yep. And then it started. I always would ask to do that at my grandmother's house because she had it there. And then I get freaked out.
Yeah.
I loved getting scared. Anyway, prosecutors say Donna doesn't want just an angry grandma. She was the puppet master. The motive, straight out of a bad soap opera, Donna hated her ex-son-in-law for dragging her daughter through divorce court, keeping her grandkids in Tallahassee, and generally not letting the Adelsons run the show. According to the testimony, she joked about buying her daughter a TV instead of a hitman. Actually, Charlie made that joke because the TV was cheaper. The rumor, dark, the subtext. Yeah, that was disturbing. The real smoking gun isn't a gun. It's Donna's own words and actions. That phone call after the FBI wasn't a woman confused about a random threat. It was someone who clearly knew the game and didn't want to get caught playing. Her tone wasn't, "What the hell is that?" It was, "Oh, God, it's happening." Then there's the cash. McVonough's financial record showed a post-murder cash influx she couldn't explain. Lexus upgrade? Check. Cash deposits? Check. No source of legitimate income? Triple check! The prosecution linked those funds directly to Adelson's money. And if McVonough got paid, someone had to cut the check. McVonough says it was Charlie using funds from his parents.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Luis Riviera's testimony may not name Donna outright, but his account of the murder for hire arrangement matches every other brick in the wall. McBonnie says the cash came from Donna. Donna's text proves she was physically at Charlie's place that day. And now we have both a motive and a payment trail. Then there are the post-murder moves. Donna's behavior screams consciousness of guilt. The panic after the fake extortion, the coded phone call, the cash dinner meetup, the non-extradition travel plans, and the cherry on top that accidentally recorded jail call about how she hoped they would get stopped or wouldn't get stopped at the airport. You can't make it up, and you don't need to. The timeline of the phone calls is damning, too. Investigators outlined a cascading trail. After the hit, the killers called McVonough. She called Charlie. Then Charlie called Donna. Donna and her husband showed up at Charlie's house, where, according to McVonough, the cash appeared. Wow! Even without a confession, the chain is tight. Real tight. And to that, the forensic accountant who traced McBonnie's unexplained income, the digital forensics that mapped everyone's calls, and the fact that every single person tied to the case except Wendy has either flipped or been convicted. And yeah, it doesn't look good for Grandma. So, that's what it means right now. But what's next for Grandma? No, Donna's finally facing her day in court, supposedly. Knock on fake wood. Slated for trial in August of 25, prosecutors are bringing the heat. 133 pieces of evidence, including the wiretaps, financial records, phone logs, jail calls, and testimony from convicted co-conspirators. Kind of stuff that keeps defense attorneys awake at night. The defense, they're trying to frame her as the worried Jewish mother who just got caught up in her kid's mess. Their strategy, cast doubt on every piece of circumstantial evidence, discredit witnesses like McBonough, who's already serving life and allegedly sees throwing Donna under the bus as a potential last-minute Hail Mary, and argue that the state has no direct proof Donna ever said, "Go kill Dan." But here's a problem with that argument. Jurors aren't dumb. Well, I gotta object because I gotta say, I haven't seen a good track record lately.
Yeah, not all of them.
Not all of them. But we'll see. It's a slot machine these days. It's a very loose slot machine these days. They know. Some know how to read between the lines. Some know when someone is acting shady, and some know that people who don't commit murder plots usually don't flee to Vietnam or tell their son to bring cash. At least one would hope one could connect those dots. The big wild card, Wendy Adelson. She's not charged yet. The prosecutors have publicly named her an unindicted co-conspirator. She testified in previous trials under immunity, but her credibility is shredded. If Donna goes down, pressure to indict Wendy will skyrocket. And if Wendy ever flips, it's game over for the Adelsons. This case isn't just about one murder. It's about power, control, a family that allegedly treated a man's life like a legal nuance to be eliminated. And the fallout will ripple far beyond that Tallahassee driveway. So buckle up. Donna's trial is coming. And if the state delivers it the way they did with Charlie, we might be seeing the end of the Adelson dynasty, allegedly. We'll see how that turns out. Are you going to be sad when the Adelson dynasty is over?
I think I've done really well without it. So I think I'm good. I think I'm good for a bit.
Yeah. I think it's pretty clear cut. I don't know how you're. I don't know how you're not going to convict her, but again, juries can be swayed. I wonder if we're going to see Donna coming in there every, I mean, you know how you make people up for court, however you want them to be presented to the jury. I wonder how old grandmother, frail she's going to look.
She going to pull, was it, Harvey Weinstein or, yeah. or am I thinking of Bill Cosby?
Harvey did it.
You know, with the walker and, you know, just, oh, I'm frail, you know.
I'm wondering if we're going to see that. If we're going to see a totally different Donna Adelson. If she was smart, she would have started playing that card like right away. So it wouldn't be a shock when suddenly she's in court and she's looking like 90 years old. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wonder. Or is she going to try and look very astute and more professional? And I don't even know. I don't know if she's going to be, can she wear, I don't know if she can wear street clothes. I don't know what it is on this one. I mean,
that's an actual picture that you're using for the graphics. Yeah. So for those of you on YouTube, you're able to see it.
It's if a that's purple. That's been the purple thing all the time, but that's been hearings. And I'm, you know, sometimes when the actual jury is there, they do allow, but it's different on every trial.
It is. So is purple the new black or the new orange? The new orange.
I think it's the color that was probably they got the best deal on at whatever institution that she is staying at.
I mean, because purple is my favorite color. I mean, everything I have is purple. So she's styling. I mean, who wore it better? Like her or Kohlberger or, I mean, Karen Reed. Nobody beats Karen Reed's courtroom fashion.
Well, Karen like wore real clothes. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. But Kohlberger now is going to be in whatever the garb is here at the sentencing. Because he's now his rights to street clothes are gone.
I tell you, when we started working from home and COVID hit and things, my entire wardrobe changed entirely. I wear sweats, I wear t-shirts, you know, it's nice not having to worry about dressing up. So, you know, I wonder if it's kind of cool to put on prison garb. It just, you don't have to worry about, you know, are my hems looking good? You know, have wrinkles? What do I need to do here?
You just
put it on and go.
I mean, if you worry about what you wear, it really would be quite freeing, quite honestly, because there's nothing you can do about it.
Right?
Yeah. You can't get mad. It's like, it is what it is. And you just kind of let that go. And then maybe see like, well, that was too important in my life prior. And now that I've done this, you know, it's like a cleanse or something where like people, like I've heard like Penn Teller ate like a diet of potatoes for like a month, changed his palate. And I mean, quite an amazing story there, but kind of like that, we're like, oh, okay. Anyway. Yeah. That was a tangent. That's the latest on Donna Adelson. Let me know what you think in the comment section on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi on YouTube. If you're not there right now, press subscribe. If you're listening on any of the podcast platforms, of course, we very much appreciate that. So, yeah, beyond anything else, please hit subscribe so you don't miss any of the stories we cover for you right here.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.